We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. There are two fairly common false teachings promoted by Christian churches today that are not Lutheran. These are Protestant churches for the most part, sometimes called evangelical. And the main false teaching in question is known as decision theology. Have you heard that term before? Decision theology. It's the false idea that it's up to the individual to decide to believe. The person who hears the gospel must make a decision to accept Christ. In fact, mission work is done with that decision in mind as the final goal. Yes, they do talk about Jesus as true God. They point to his sacrifice on the cross as the payment for all sins. They even mention that eternal life is a free gift, but then they lay it on the individual to make up his or her mind, to choose, accept or reject. Now, a second false teaching is related to the first. The same group will also say, at least some of them will, that faith is first, forgiveness is second. First, you must believe in Christ, they say. Then, you're forgiven by Christ. Of all the false teachings out there, of all the false doctrines we need to recognize and avoid, why talk about these two this morning? Well, they're not only common, they're also dangerous, and in a subtle way, because a person's salvation is made to depend on the person doing what is impossible. Scripture makes it clear, because everyone is dead in sin, no one, absolutely no one, has the ability to believe or decide to believe, as they put it. And yet faith happens. You believe. What's the reality here? What is the truth of the matter? In search of an answer, today we'll consider a longer section of verses from Acts 13, what the Apostle Paul said while doing mission work to a group of people who, at the moment at least, those people didn't believe in Jesus. As you hear the verses read, there will be over 10, 11 of them. Listen for an answer to these two questions. What is the real basis for the forgiveness of our sins, number one? And what is the real cause of our faith in Christ? To a mixed audience of Jews and Gentiles in a place called Antioch, Paul said, "Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest what has been spoken in the prophets come upon you. Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you." So when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation had dispersed, many of the Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and contradicting and blaspheming, they opposed the things spoken by Paul. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, Behold, we turn to the Gentiles, for so the Lord has commanded us. I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was being spread throughout all the region. Can we now peg an answer to that first question? What is the real basis for the forgiveness of our sins? Paul laid it out like this. Through this man, Jesus, is preached to you, which would include people who didn't believe in Jesus, the forgiveness of sins. In our Lutheran terminology, we call that objective justification, referring to the fact that God lays out His gift up front, freely and unconditionally, offering to all people the forgiveness of their sins, even before they believe it. Now, what about faith? Faith is certainly involved. It's how the person receives the forgiveness of sins and claims it for himself. Paul even said to his mission prospects, "By him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." Let's get the sequence right. Forgiveness first, faith after that. What about the source of that faith? The answer in Acts 13, as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed. For those believers in Antioch, those converts, their faith was the entire result of God deciding, God making it happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the same goes for us and every other believer in Christ. Let's put the matter to rest on solid ground. It's all about certainty. You and me being sure. The foundation of our forgiveness, the foundation of our salvation, thankfully, does not depend on you or me, not even on the fact that we believe. Rather, it depends on the fact that Jesus paid for every sin to the full satisfaction of God the Father, with the result that that's the reason why He wipes it all away. That makes it sure. As for our faith in Christ, this too does not depend on us. Rather, it is God, as an act of His will, His grace, His power at work, both starting in that dead heart of yours and mine, faith, and preserving it until the day we enter heaven. These gospel facts are so important, so valuable, and so vulnerable. Let's cling to them with gladness, like the believers in Antioch did, and share them with others, as Paul and Barnabas did. And when the time comes, let's defend them from the encroachment of false teaching, as did the apostles, and Martin Luther, and our Lutheran forefathers. We pray. Lord, help us do so for the sake of our certainty and your glory. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. We close our worship today singing hymn 377. Stanzas 6 and 7, stanzas 6 and 7 of hymn 377.